empty. The lights are off. So why are you still acting? Hello and welcome to another episode of Trench Tips. We have a meeting. I'm your host, Jack Frimston, and this is my esteemed colleague,
Zach Thompson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Zach Thompson, it's good to see you again. It's very good to see you. Today, we're going to talk about something that me and you have both had, but something we hope we're not, when it's ajar. the real answer is toxic bosses.
Ooh, I've had a few of these. I've had a few of these, and I hope they haven't got under my skin and live inside me. That's all I can say. I think I speak for a lot of the colleagues that probably feel like the same. Maybe they have lived inside a few of them. But who knows? And what do I mean? Am I talking literally or hypothetically?
Who knows?
Historically, subsequently. We don't know. We'll find out in this chat, though. So, Jack, why don't we do this in a nice, tidy way? Why don't we talk about five things that you should be on the lookout for? Five signs that you might have a toxic boss.
I like it. It's tidy. What's at the top of your list, Mr. Thompson?
So I've got hiring attractive young people. Okay? And look, why is that a problem? Okay? But I'm going to tell you from experience how this typically plays out, okay? So I walked into one business and, you know, middle-aged man, receding hairline, bit of a gut hanging over the belt. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. You know, we all
are human.
Nothing wrong with that. Nice to meet you. I'll introduce you to everyone. Walk across to the accounts team. You know, it's like accounts, marketing, and just some of the most attractive people you've ever seen in your life. And look, there's no denying that they knew what job to do, very well organized, had skill. That's not what I'm saying. Fine. The issue is, flash forward to the summer party or the Christmas party, that same middle-aged man that's married with children is leant over the bar, whispering one of their ears with his hand a bit too low on the hip line, promising the world and making sure that his Rolex is in eyeline the whole time. Okay? And look, I don't want to say that that's something that I've only seen once, because it's certainly not. I'd say I've seen that in some facet in 90% of the places that I've worked, you know? And it makes me feel sad. It makes me feel empty. I'll be honest with you, at one point it made me feel used.
Because you were the attractive accounts division. Yeah.
I didn't like the way you said was. That was problematic. I might be getting older, but...
like a fine wine, my man. I've seen it. You've seen it. It happens. Toxic bosses typically come in the perv variety. Is that fair to say?
They certainly do. They come in the perv variety. They've got high sex drive and low commitment when it comes to their wives and partners.
I agree. Not from us. We're very much happy in a relationship. And not with each other, though some might think.
No. We're the first openly gay founding co-directors.
I like it.
So started something together by docking straight into the LinkedIn portal.
Beautifully put. Can I check my list?
Yes, please.
Good. So one of the other things I think that you would spot from a toxic manager or boss is contacting you after hours. So you home, you're tucking into your shepherd's pie, it's 7:30, you kiss your wife on her head, the kids are in bed, beep, 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 here's a big work commitment, I'm needy, I need you to validate me after hours.
Yeah, and do you know what, I used to have a boss who used to text things on a Sunday night, like, remind me we need to talk tomorrow.
Oh,
stuff like that, or like Friday night, sorry I didn't get to catch up with you, there is something that's been bothering me, but we'll catch up next week.
Awful.
Stuff like that. And then you'd bother yourself about it, and then you'd be with them, and then they'd, oh no, so it doesn't really matter, I've kind of forgotten, or I've worked it out myself. That same boss actually messaged me on the same, he said to me once, have you ever considered doing another job role? Saturday at about 4 p.m. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, just something to give some thought to.
Why?
But targets were all being hit, everything was working well. The management style was just very, if I keep you on your toes, a bit like gaslighting in a domestic relationship. If I keep you on your toes, you'll always be sort of pandering to me.
I agree.
Anyway, one elbow to his fucking
I used to be part of a WhatsApp group in a company that I worked in, and I used to send you screenshots, and they'd be like, where are the fucking results? You lazy bunch of bastards. Yeah. What the fuck is going on? Useless. That kind of stuff. I always think, like, if you're a manager and you have to catch up with one of your team, like, just put, like, catch up brackets, nothing to worry about. If there's something to worry about, just think of them as a human being. That's my advice.
Yeah. And don't put catch up to all the attractive people you've conveniently hired in accounts for a summer party. Either.
Catch up, winky face aubergine. We know the game. Number three, micromanagement. What does micromanagement mean?
It means second guessing everything that someone might do. Second guessing behavior, making you overthink, very reactive. Constantly saying you could have done that better. There's a way of giving feedback, but micromanagement just isn't something that's going to work. And one of the best bosses I had knew everyone's numbers inside out, so he never needed to do this. So he might know, well, that person only needs to have four conversations, so I'll just get out of the way till the end of the day and just monitor the conversations. Someone else might need 10 or 20 conversations to make the same thing happen. When he was off work and a replacement would come in, so annoying. Constantly people coming over. Right then, who's getting the next deal in? Oh, how long were you in the toilet for there? Come on, deals, deals, deals. All that kind of just, what am I? A hamster on a wheel, a cog in the machine. Am I a human being with beautiful curly hair? You know, that's the thing you've got to be asking yourself all the time. And yeah, I use a few products in it.
All right, it's not a commercial. No, I agree. I think there's a way of humor and there's a way of management, but also if people need to piss, let people piss.
And don't take it.
Don't take it. Don't take it and let people. Number four, one day I'm happy as Larry, next day I'm kicking you in the arse.
So I used to have this great boss, right? He's infamous now. I've done a few posts about him on LinkedIn, and sadly, or maybe happily, depending on what your relationship was with him, he's dead. So anything we say about him doesn't really matter. He's never going to hear it unless I meet him in the afterlife. But he had this great ability where he was a CEO, right? We had this great ability to make people feel really good or really on edge. And you never really knew what you were going to get. So it sort of put everyone in that kind of weird heightened state where they didn't want to like step out of line. And then when he was really sound, you'd kind of like, oh my God, thank you so much for that. Yeah, no, what? And it'd be like over. It's really weird. Again, it was like that sort of domestic abuse thing, but it's like these double doors that lead into the office, and he'd fly the doors open. Irish charismatic guy, right then, everyone to the fucking pub. Like that, about 11 a.m., maybe. The other days he'd come in, the doors would fly open. Same way, wooden floor, bang, 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 straight into his office. Be on a call, come out, pop his head around, look at you, you turn around, call's over, close the door again.
Oh.
Say things to an email chain while he was in there, we'll talk about this later. And then in the same day, he might be out there again, like, who wants to rack up a line or have 10 pints with me? You know? So he was totally
unpredictable.
All over the place. Unpredictable and probably mentally ill. And now he's dead.
Well, it all adds up. I had a boss who sacked me once. I once got promoted from sales rep to manager of a sales team because the actual manager was stealing bank details. So I was 21 years old, quick, first sales job in London. Bang, you're promoted now. You run this team. Got promoted. All the managers went out for lunch. Someone came for an interview and I was like, oh, all the managers are gone, but I've been promoted. So I guess I'll just do the interview with you. Asked her a few questions, said, oh, brilliant. We'll get in touch. I'll let you know. Wait for them to come back. Called me in the office, bollocked me. We were watching you on the camera. You should never have interviewed. You should have called us. wait, I thought I was manager. I thought I was doing you a favor. You're suspended. Go home. The next day, come into the office. Best mate, we want to go for milkshakes together. We're sorry about yesterday. You can't suspend somebody one day and buy them a milkshake the next. That's always how I've lived my life. So.
Do you think the milkshake brings all the promotions to the yard?
And they're like, exactly. So yes, some bosses are bipolar. You never know. They're like a box of chocolates. Yeah, nuts. Exactly.
And if you spot any of these things so far, I think you need to be asking yourself, is it worth it? It's just a job, right? You're not in a relationship with someone where you have to hide under the stairs when they get home and they've had 10 pints. Yeah, it's just a job.
So, there are many jobs. There are many jobs out there. Number five, the last one, insecurity.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this happens a lot, doesn't it? They say great leaders have either an inferiority or a superiority complex. Maybe both, me and you. But insecurity, so people who, they've got to let you know how much money they're on, and they just sort of let you know in very unusual ways in conversation that wouldn't naturally occur. You know, like, yeah, love to, but just the tax bill this year is just getting about our hand. Oh, what, you think that's bad? You should see the way I'm getting dealt with by the tax man at the minute. Just unusual things like that. Talking about previous successes, never letting you have your moment. And when you do have your moment, coming and being like, yeah, nice job, buddy. Maybe you'll be like me one day. Maybe you'll get
one of these. Big Rolex. Seamaster.
The old Rolex. What does your life say?
It's one of those things. If you have to tell people that you've got an expensive watch, there's probably some childhood trauma we should try to diagnose. Because let me tell you, a watch isn't going to bring daddy back. It could be gold-plated. It's not going to make daddy love you.
I'm holding out hope that mine comes back from the milk. And I know you're thinking, come on, Zach, you're from Blackpool.
There's no way there's milk in Blackpool. <I'll
think. laughs> But yeah, insecurities come in all sorts of weird and wonderful ways. Does your success make your boss feel insecure? Does your attention that you're getting from your colleagues when they maybe find you funny or entertaining, does that make your boss react in an unusual way? The boss is just the mirror for you. I don't think my employees know too much about me because it's all about them. I don't come in every day and say, nice try, but actually I booked 10 meetings once because who gives a fuck?
I do try and drop in their little hint from my past life. What? Is this a...
Well,
is this madness on the radio? Do you kids know? Yeah. Do you crazy cats know? Well, okay, look at this photo.
Sorry, could you just take that off me? Oh,
wait a minute. So yes, I like to think nobody's perfect. Am I 100% the perfect boss? No. Am I toxic? I'll ask my team. We'll see what the yearly survey says. But if you spot these signs in a toxic boss, like Zach said, life is short. We're all going to die one day. Is it worth it?
It's not worth it. Talk about the time you're in that Philippines.
Thank you for listening, guys. See you later.